Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. Today we're going to get into the issue of letter names. Back in the mid-1970s, a former professor of mine, the late Richard Vineski, wrote a very influential article called The Curious Role of Letter Names in Reading Instruction. And so, sort of in Dick's honor, I've labeled this one, The Role of Letter Names in Learning to Read is Still Curious. I received a letter from a teacher just a few weeks ago, and she raises this question. I have a question regarding letter naming. I know that for decades, letter naming fluency has been a reliable predictor of future reading ability. I'm wondering if there are any recent studies that continue to uphold this truth. At our school, we're seeing more and more children start kindergarten with very low letter name knowledge. Yet our reading scores, for the most part, are high. We're in an affluent education-focused community, and the parents at our school seem to have a very good amount of buy-in, yet their kids don't know their letter names. I guess I'm wondering if letter naming is still as reliable a predictor as it used to be. Indeed, letter name knowledge continues to be the best or one of the best predictors of later reading achievement. Consistently, for the past century, studies have reported reasonably high correlations between letter name knowledge and reading. They vary a bit from study to study, admittedly, depending on how early the letter knowledge is assessed, the outcome prediction, are you trying to predict word reading or comprehension, and when the outcome is gauged, is it kindergarten, first grade, second grade, or even later? But you know, beyond that kind of variation, the fact is it's quite consistent in its predictive power. That doesn't mean that every kindergartner who doesn't know his or her ABCs is on the way to a lifetime of illiteracy. The correlations vary, but 0.50 is a reasonable estimate. The highest it can be is 1.00, so it's about 50%. Alphabet knowledge explains or predicts 25% of the variation in later reading scores. That means that if letter name knowledge causes literacy learning, if it actually makes a difference in the learning, and we could make all our kindergartners know all their ABCs, there would be 25% less variation in reading ability, which would mean fewer stragglers and strugglers. Of course, a correlation of 0.50 does not mean that everyone who knows letter names does well and that everyone who doesn't know it is going to do poorly. It's a correlation, and it's far from a perfect one. It may or may not be better if your students knew their ABCs, but it would not be surprising at all if they did well in spite of that lack of knowledge. But is the relationship causal? Does knowing one's letters names actually make any difference in learning to read? There is no obvious functional role for letter names in reading. You know, when do you use that? So it's long been supposed that ABC knowledge is a proxy for some other variable. One idea has been that kids who know more letters are more intelligent. Being able to remember up to 52 meaningless symbols, the letters don't carry any meaning, must reveal something about attention, perseverance, memory, and so on. And yet that knowledge specifically does a better job in predicting reading than those kinds of measures. Another claim has been that ABC knowledge comes about because more educated parents teach this to their children prior to school entrance. Those kinds of parents are likely to continue to provide support, so the numbers of letters known may be no more than an index of how much help mom and dads will provide in the future. That all makes sense until you look closer at the strange letter name data. ABC knowledge might say something about intelligence, but ABC knowledge is a better predictor of eventual reading progress than IQ is. Also, low economic status parents appear to be more committed to teaching the ABCs than those highly educated parents. The latter might be what you're seeing in your school. Another weird pattern is that knowledge of the ABCs is one of the best predictors of math achievement as well. No, come on, that really makes no sense. It's all puzzling. It's all curious. We don't really know why alphabet knowledge is such a good predictor, but it is. If you're trying to identify who might be at risk in your kindergarten, it must be considered along with phonemic awareness, invented spelling, RAN, oral language. I don't think anyone would disagree with any of that. However, if the issue is whether you should teach the ABCs as part of early reading instruction, then you'll get a pretty good argument. Most programs include the ABCs, with some going a little crazy over it, like those letter of the week efforts. Other authorities strenuously object to the teaching of ABCs. Think of Diane McGinnis, arguing that letter names confuse children and they advocate instruction in sounds but with no names. I suspect the right answer is someplace in between. Studies of teaching the alphabet, and there are not many, have not found gains in reading achievement. That suggests not putting too much time into the teaching of the ABCs. 26 weeks on teaching letters is overkill. Why should we teach letters at all? Well, there are no studies in which groups are either taught letter names or not, and that shows such teaching improves reading achievement. But there is research showing that teaching phonemic awareness has a positive impact on learning to read, and that teaching letters along with PA multiplies that phonemic awareness effect. It almost triples the payoff. Teaching PA improves reading. Teaching PA along with letter names improves it even more, much more. I would teach kindergartners decoding and word reading, including phonemic awareness, letter names, letter sounds, how to write the letters, morphology and spelling, and I would encourage activities like invented spelling. That's the surest way to achieve maximum decoding ability. Other things are needed to bolster the language comprehension part of the learning to read equation. Let's face it, everything has a name. Pretending that letters are an exception isn't likely to improve reading achievement, and teaching the sounds as names is sure to have limited value and to add unnecessary confusion. For instance, what do we call the letter E? Is it E? E? Or A? Or is it silent? So the name of it is, Beginners do occasionally rely on letter names as a reminder of the sounds, which works sometimes. When there's a misunderstanding, such as kids making the D for W, it is decidedly brief, as I remember vividly from my first graders. There are theories as to why we should teach letter names, and I think they hold water. But to tell the truth, the explanations don't matter. In a nod to Jerry Maguire here, you had me when you said teaching letter names tripled the impact of phonemic awareness on early reading achievement. That should be the key thing that you take away from this. And with that, I think that's the last word today on teaching letter names. Now, if you'd like a written copy of this blog entry, you can find it on Shanahan on Literacy, my website, and it will post on September 28th, 2024. Some of you might not want a written copy of this, or you have software that will allow you to translate this into a written copy, but what you won't get that way are the 17 research references that are included in this one, and they are a really rich body of research here that you might be interested in. And so there are 17 studies. With that, I want to thank our sound engineer, Greg Johnson, for what he does to make this listenable. And thank you all for tuning in. I hope to see you up the road a piece.